I try my best to stay off social media as much as possible, understanding that I can use it to grow my business, but fight like hell to not let it use me. On the rare occasion that I do end up scrolling, I am amazed and dumbfounded by the abundance of self-proclaimed experts giving out advice, especially those selling for that advice who have no grounds whatsoever to do so. The internet can fool anyone into thinking someone is more viable in the advice realm than they are, leading to dumb buying decisions and heading down a bad path. In this episode, I share the criteria I look for when getting advice on my business, health, and personal relationships to ensure I don't make mistakes from the past that put me in a bad spot. I hope you find this episode useful and can implement your criteria to properly judge who you get advice from. Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Treatment Revolution podcast, where we teach overworked massage therapists a better treatment system that will allow you to cut your treatment times by at least 50% so you can stay healthy, avoid the dread of burnout, and help a hell of a lot more people get out of pain. If you are new to the show and you don't know who I am, my name is Dr. Matt Maggio. I am a soft tissue injury treatment expert, specifically for neck, shoulder, elbow, and wrist pain. My focus is on finding and fixing scar tissue and then reducing inflammation from chronic injuries without the use of drugs, injections, or surgeries, which does lead to a significant increase in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. Thanks so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Let's get right into it. Be careful who you take any advice from. You know, I have a love and hate relationship with social media. It's a really awesome tool to create awareness for your business and your product and what you can do. You can reach so many people. I've built very successful businesses just off of social media alone. So I'm very happy that I have access to that and all the amazing things for that. The problem is you don't want to be a consumer of that. You know, someone that scrolls nonstop, always on it. It can really mess with you. There's a lot of bullshit on there, a lot of nonsense, and it can really suck you in. So I always learn the idea of like, use social media, don't let it use me. I actually got a really good trick from Alex Hormozi. You don't know if he is. He said to go on your phone and switch everything over to grayscale mode, and you're not going to want to be go on any of those apps because it just looks lousy and doesn't give you like that dopamine hit. I've been doing that for a couple weeks now, and I think my screen time's down like 80%. So it definitely works. But every once in a while, I do scroll just to kind of see what's going on and what people are putting out there. And it's just like, oh my God, there's so much nonsense and so much bullshit out there. And people are just blabbing and being self-proclaimed experts and gurus and all this stuff and just giving advice. The problem with the internet is it can like make people seem way more important and smarter and expert when they're really not. They're just lying and putting shit out there, but it can really fuck with people on a bad level. So there's always areas that I like to learn from and try to improve. And three of those areas are my business, my health, and my personal relationship. So I've messed up big time learning from the wrong people in all aspects of this. So first was in the business side of things. You know, I used to get, I don't know if you get it, but you get these people that reach out, they might be marketing agencies and they're going to show you how to run your ads and do all this stuff. And I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on these companies and they were going to get me all these new clients and these new patients and it was going to be amazing. And all they did was shitty work. Every single one of them did shitty work and they didn't understand what I was doing, what I was trying to get across. They charged a lot. They made me think that it was impossible for me to learn that on my own and be able to take control of my marketing and my business. And I outsourced it. And all I did was lose a bunch of money and pissed away a lot of money. And it put me in a bad spot. Now, health, I've struggled a lot with my health over the years. I've shared a lot of my journey, how I used to be a real fat ass, depressed, unhealthy, didn't take care of myself, basically spent my late 20s, early 30s, just working on my business and let my health go to shit. And it almost cost me everything. But during that time, I was always looking for a shortcut or a quick fix for something. So I got suckered into some functional medicine doctors because at the time I was making really good money. So I had extra money. And a lot of times we think with money that we can just throw money at problems and it'll go away. And I got really jacked up. One functional medicine doctor, you know, my testosterone was really, really low. They didn't give me any like lifestyle modifications to change anything. And they just injected me with these testosterone pellets that made me feel really good at first, but then they totally fucked me up. And I spent 3 or 4 years just trying to get back to normal off of that. Then I went to a couple more functional medicine doctors, and none of them were ever talking about lifestyle changes, things you can do naturally to help fix your problem, you know, like sleep better, eat better, move better, be less stressed. It was always like supplements or medication, something in there, always trying to sell more and more shit, more stuff in there. Once again, I spent tens of thousands of dollars on all that stuff and didn't get any better. And then the last one was just personal relationships. You know, I've done some therapy myself. I think it's okay. I'm not a huge fan of therapy because they never really want to get to you getting better, and you have to like dig up the past. You know, I hate talking about the past. I hate when people say, remember when. One of my favorite quotes of all time is from the TV show, The Sopranos. If you've ever watched it, Tony Soprano said the lowest form of conversation is remember when. And sometimes you just don't want to dig all that stuff up. But I also had a marriage counselor. You know, sometimes I share some personal stuff on the podcast, and that's okay. Did marriage counseling for over 2 years with this counselor, and then come to find out about 2 months before we stopped doing it, she had actually been divorced herself, had a really shitty marriage, didn't match up with our values and what we were doing. And actually it ended up ruining my marriage anyway and cost me a shit ton of money. So yeah, I fucked up in all those aspects. What I look for now when I'm trying to decide if I want to work with someone or I want to buy something from them or I want them to give me some advice. First, in business, I want to see that they're in the same space that I'm in, that they understand what I'm doing. I really want to learn from someone that's where I want to be, not someone that's equal to me. I want to get with someone that's at a different level and has figured out stuff that I haven't. And lastly, I want to see that they've done real shit. Do they have like a real business? Do they have a real product that they can show? Or are they just someone, one of these bullshit online coaches that doesn't have anything to show for it? Those are things that I really look at. Next one is health. Basically, I just want to see, do they practice what they preach and do they look the part? I'm amazed at like how many out of shape, sloppy, gross people give health about stuff all the time. So in my own health, I follow a diet called the animal-based diet. Basically, it's mostly like meat and some fruits and a few other carbohydrates. And you'd be amazed at how many people that are like emaciated are fat shits. They look at me and they're like, you shouldn't eat so much meat. It's bad for you. And I'm like, why? So I can look like you? And so many people do that. They want to just throw their two cents in. So I want to see someone that looks the part, walks the talk, and does what they say they're going to do. And then in personal relationships and learning from someone, figure out what their own values are. Like, where do they align? Do you align on a value standpoint about what you think of the world and how it is? What does their own life look like? Is it in shambles? How are their relationships? You know, you see this all the time with all these like counselors that were like telling people how to have a great marriage and then come to find out they're divorced and they have a shitty life or they're just faking it on the internet. So like, don't take advice from these people. So to wrap this all up, you know, do your homework on anyone that you want to work with. And if they don't have stuff out there online for you to do your own research, they're probably full of shit. Then also ask yourself, do they line up with your personal values of what you want to do, the type of life that you want to have, and how you just view the world? And most importantly, are they able to be honest when they don't have an answer to something? You know, they're like, I don't really have the answer to that. Or do they always seem to have an answer that is usually someone else's thoughts just regurgitated? They don't have an original thought themselves. So kind of want to just give this podcast out there to just share some insight and keep people from, you know, getting ripped off like I did. I mean, when it's all said and done, I'm probably like 150 grand in the hole from a lot of stuff. And I fucked up a lot, but it's good to learn from others' mistakes. So hopefully you don't make them themselves. I appreciate you guys listening to the episode. And as I end every episode, go out there and be great this week. The world needs access to your amazing skills so people can stay the hell away from pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which only make things worse and destroys people's lives. I appreciate you guys listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, The Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.